Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Gracie and Claire with your 9am Zlines.
In local news, stage 2 of the Bruce Highway Western alternative route between Marina and Narangba has been secured, which Transport and Main Roads calls a significant milestone. Stage 1 of the planned 50km state-controlled road between Moodaloo and Marina is already gazetted. Stage 3 between Narangba and Bald Hills and Stage 4 between Beerbrum to Moodaloo are currently open for public consultation through the Transport and Main Roads website. The Bruce Highway upgrade aims to reduce congestion and support future growth by connecting Brisbane and the Sunshine Coast via the Moreton Bay region. With project funding not fully allocated, construction is likely to be several years away.
The parents of a woman who died from an injured cockle bee speak out and recommend those attending Splendour in the Grass, schoolies and large crowded events should consider getting vaccinated. Bella Fidler, 23, had contracted flu-like symptoms after returning home to Gold Coast from Bali in November. Within 6 hours of waking up and stating she felt ill, these symptoms would later spiral into her losing her life. Last year, the meningococcal B strain made up 84% of the 118 laboratory confirmed cases of meningococcal nationally in 2022, up from 62% in 2021. Warnings are being issued across the nation after a number of young adults are contracting the disease at festivals and community events. Although it's clear the government's suggestion of getting vaccinated is necessary, the price of the vaccine for the disease costs about $200 and is not covered under the National Immunisation Programme.
In national news, former undercover detective Vince Hurley learned that cocaine is rampant in Australia in his 5 years undercover as a cocaine dealer. Hurley is now a criminologist at Macquarie University. His role helped the Colombian National Police to crack down on the cocaine laboratory in the jungle, where vast quantities were discovered. Hurley said a lack of law enforcement in Colombia led to the vast majority of cocaine imports to Australia. He said illegal importation of cocaine is most common by sea, with Brisbane and Melbourne the central population of organised crime. Border Force Commander Mal Nimmo said that the amount of cocaine detected by Border Force has more than doubled in 9 months. While Hurley recognises the rates of addiction and overdose are generally low in Australia, he said that curbing importation of illegal substances is crucial.
Since an outbreak of royal mites was detected in beehives at the port of Newcastle in last June, reduced bee populations have damaged the crop outputs of New South Wales farmers. Varroa mites spread viruses that damage bees' ability to fly, gather food, or pollinate crops, which has reduced farmer Matt Dennis's regular pumpkin crop by about 70%. Farmer Mark Brown has been forced to euthanise several hives of his bees, as when the mite is detected, all hives within a 10km radius are destroyed, even those without varroa. He said that farmers should be helped to adapt to the mite. However, New South Wales Agriculture Minister Tara Moriarty said eradication efforts must continue.
And in international news, the US Coast Guard are leading an investigation into the loss of the Titan submersible that was carrying 5 people to the Titanic to determine what caused it to implode. The development is established as authorities from the US and Canada begin the process of inquiring the cause of the underwater explosion, an onus of responsibility for determining how the tragedy unfolded. Captain Jason Neubauer, chief investigator with the US Coast Guard, said salvage operations are ongoing and they have been mapping the accident site. He did not give a timeline for the investigation.
For your weather today, Brisbane is clear and sunny. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.
Horizon Festival is back all over.